listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. Coles is reportedly the first major retailer to be impacted by the shutdown of cash movements by Armaguard this week. AMP Chief Economist Shane Oliver says the supermarkets reportedly told staff to be prepared to convert stores to take card payments only over Easter.
They're hoarding cash and apparently, reportedly anyway, going to limit cash. You know, when you go to the supermarket, you can get a bit of cash out when you make your payments. They're reportedly going to limit how much you can take out because they're worried that Armaguard might go over the edge and they won't get that cash.
Around 100 AFL players have immunity from the league's three-strike policy, according to a report out of News Corp. Now, it comes after the AFL yesterday said they were unapologetic about allowing secret off-site testing to ensure players avoid a positive match day test. Former Melbourne captain Nathan Jones has told listeners Footy Talk podcast the league needs to come clean.
And the only way to do that is to provide clarity and transparency on what their position is and where we move to.
Children will be the target of a major shake-up of the NDIS, with plans to remove kids from the scheme as soon as interventions have been successful as part of reforms being worked on for the $42 billion program. This point in time, though, the NDIS has no mechanism to check with families if the supports accessed by 70,000 children with developmental delays are working or necessary, or if they still need intervention. And it's been revealed fast-acting police had only 90 seconds to stop traffic on that bridge in Baltimore, but didn't have enough time to reach a road repair crew fixing potholes before a cargo ship crashed into it on Tuesday, sending the entire structure crumbling into the water below.